This is the astrology forecast for the 2016 Leo full moon by Kathy Beal of empowermentunlimited.net. The Leo full moon takes place on January 23rd or 24th, 2016 at 5:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1:45 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 3 degrees Leo 29 minutes. 3 degrees Aquarius, 29 minutes. How are you feeling about yourself these days? About how others are seeing you? The key factor may be how much of your real self you're showing. The Leo full moon encourages reveling in your most creative, authentic self and noticing who gets you, who's joining the revels, and who absolutely does not. It's neither trivial nor selfish. Incentive has been pouring down on you to drop pretense, strip away masks and posturing, and just be yourself. It's been increasingly apparent which trappings, connections, goals, and priorities feel right and which do not. Now comes a progress report with a call for action. It's time for another round of cutting away what doesn't feel right, appreciative, or supportive. Then take a bow and celebrate with what remains. The moving on imperative runs deep. It has a long fuse, too. If you don't feel up to dealing with a particular situation just yet, the time will come. The full moon is forming an action-demanding aspect with Mars, warrior god and ruler of our drive, in the sign of Scorpio. Mars is the ancient ruler of Scorpio, so he has an immunity to the often terrifying nature of its bottomless waters. Logic is giving way to a knowing or gut feeling now. You're getting a call to value your unique light and be selective about where you invest it. Questions that are likely to pass through your mind now include, who appreciates you? Who fans and fuels your light? Who shares their light with you in return? This full moon will simplify a lot. Acting out may be a part of the process. If an inner child feels ignored or unseen, it will demand attention somehow. Bored inner children, on the other hand, may just want to have fun and play, an impulse you have every incentive to indulge. If something feels off, nothing will shake the feeling except confronting and acting on it. If something feels right, magnetic, gotta have it, nothing will stop the pursuit. That pursuit could involve deeper, more powerful self-expression as much as it might involve another person. Mars is being activated to fish or cut bait. The pressure is on for situations to either take on greater intensity, intimacy, and commitment, or suffer a cosmic scalpel coming down on them with no takebacks. Either development carries the potential for profound healing of long-standing feelings of unworthiness, or being invisible, or of being hesitant to shine for fear someone will extinguish our spark. This full moon will not, of course, magically remove every situation that makes us uncomfortable. Some of them will survive. The discomfort will not, however, go away. We may still have more to learn about our natural right to shine and even stand out in our pack. A fire is being stoked, though. A fuse is being lit. The ignition is being turned in all manner of escape pods. All of these are scheduled to grow in strength and insistence over the course of the year. This full moon is under the command of Uranus, awakener and bringer of radical liberation. That's because the moon is in the sign that the sun rules, Leo, and the sun is in the sign that Uranus rules, Aquarius. He's got an easy collaboration building with Saturn, ruler of structures and the status quo. Their teamwork is scheduled to combust around Christmas and two more times in 2017. The feedback your emotions are delivering now contains clues about what's coming. With a wild card element, of course, nothing is ever certain when Uranus is involved. That'll happen on its own time, organically, and probably when you don't see it coming. Keep your attention in time present. Strut upon your stage. Note how the reaction you're getting makes you feel about yourself. And honor those feelings, even if, especially if, they are subterranean, intense, and non-rational. They're delivering your cues. For more about what the stars hold in store, visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can order my Astro Overview MP3 for 2016, sign up for my mailing list, and get my weekly podcasts. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.